to our sixth and final Lenten Vespers service. Join us this Sunday for Palm Sunday as we begin the Holy Week services of Palm Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. Today we talk about two, praising the Lord along with the hymn writer, for our Lord Jesus Christ who died even for Barabbas. Page 229, the Order of Vespers. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Faithfulness, answer me in your righteousness.
Enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you.
For the enemy has pursued my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground, he has made me sit in darkness like those long dead.
Therefore my spirit faints within me, my heart within me is appalled.
I remember the days of old, I meditate on all that you have done, I ponder the work of your hands.
I stretch out my hands to
your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit.
Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul.
Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground.
For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble.
And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
priests and crowd kept urging. He stirs up the people by teaching all over Judea, beginning in Galilee and coming here. When Pilate heard that, he asked, "This man, Galilee?" When he found out that Jesus came from the country ruled by Herod, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. Herod was glad to see Jesus. For a long time he wanted to see him because he was hearing about Christ, and he was hoping to see Jesus work some miraculous sign. He asked him many questions. Jesus did not answer him a word. The ruling priests and scribes standing there accused Jesus vehemently. So Herod and the soldiers treated Jesus with contempt. They mocked him. They put a splendid robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. On that day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. Then Pilate called the ruling priests, the leaders, and the people together. He said to them, "You brought me this man as one who turns the people against the government, and look, I have examined this man and found him innocent of the things of which you accuse him. Herod did too. He sent him back to me. You see, he has done nothing deserving of death. I'm going to have him flogged and let him go." But now at every festival, the governor used to free one prisoner from the crowd that they requested. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner by the name of Barabbas. Barabbas had been thrown into prison with the rebels in the revolt. He committed murder that had taken place in the city. The crowd came and asked Pilate to do for them what he had done before. "You have a custom that I set one prisoner free at the Passover," Pilate answered. "Whom do you want me to set free, Barabbas or Jesus, the King of the Jews, who is called Christ?" He knew the ruling priests had handed Jesus over to him because they were jealous. While he was sitting in the judgment seat, his wife sent someone to tell him, "Leave that righteous man alone. I have suffered much in a dream last night on account of him." But the ruling priests and the elders stirred up the people, so Pilate would release Barabbas and have Jesus killed. The governor asked them, "Which of the two do you want me to set free?" The whole crowd shouted, "Not this one. Away with him. Free Barabbas." But because Pilate wanted to let Jesus go, he called out the people again, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called Christ, whom you call the King of the Jews?" They all kept screaming, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" So Pilate asked them a third time, "Why? What wrong has he done? I found nothing in him deserving of death. I'm going to teach him a lesson and let him go." But the crowd shouted even louder, "Crucify him!" And their shouts overpowered Pilate. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Lenten Responsory, page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies.
Trust, leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies.
Rest me, our restore.
too shall praise thee. This is the theme for our meditation this evening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the last installation in our series meditating upon the Passion account of Jesus Christ and the hymn, O dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken? I too shall praise thee. The closest thing to praise of Christ in the reading this evening are the words of Herod. He has not done anything to deserve death. Of course, this wasn't going to prevent Herod from whipping Jesus before letting him go. Both Herod and Pilate found the source of their praise in the people. So their tendency toward crowd-pleasing is an exercise in political logic, though wrong-headed. The praise of Christ in the crowd, among the hoi polloi, comes in shouts of, "Crucify him!" So, not praise at all, rather persecution. But the crowd roars for Barabbas, a man arrested for rebellious murder, insurrection against government and law. The hands of time have spun since then, but not much has changed. Rebellion against God's law is cheered with prideful shouts as children and young people are butchered and mutilated. Christ is crucified afresh in his body, the church, as God's people are persecuted for faith in Christ and fidelity to his word. What do we say to these things? Whate'er of earthly good this life may grant me, I'll risk for thee, no shame, no cross shall daunt me. This is our cross as the Church of God. To confess Christ as Lord of all, to confess his word as objective truth, no matter what may come. Oh, it could cost earthly good, your possessions, your livelihood, your job, your status in the community. But you need not fear what the foes can do to harm you. Even your death in the halls of a Christian school should not alarm you. Such a death is not disowned by our Lord. For love's sake, he accepts the sacrificial gift of your life and death when you confess, I too shall praise thee. For love's sake. Love closed the mouth of Jesus when he was treated with contempt, when he was made fun of. The servant is not above his master. So when you are treated with contempt, made fun of, remember, Jesus opened not his mouth. He went to be crucified for you as the silent sacrificial Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And even if you're not crucified or killed, this world may whip you and let you go while jeering. But one both underwent the lash for you and was crucified, blood pouring from hands, feet, and side, for you, and even for them, the ones who persecute you. Jesus died for all people, but many deny the very Lord who bought them. The meekness of Christ finds full exhibition on the splintery, bloody cross. Your weakness, confessing your failure at times to fear God more than your foes, is not held by him to your shame. Not at all. Rather, he holds you in his body on the cross, so you are crucified with him. And he holds you in his body emerging from the tomb, so you are risen with him. His meekness is your joy. Your weakness is overcome by his loving forgiveness of all your fear and all sin. Authority and power are on full display in the reading. Jesus was brought to Pilate, the governor, who then called in Herod, the ruler of Galilee, where Jesus was from. Both clear Jesus of wrongdoing. It'd be like someone from Texas being accused of a crime in Oklahoma and then being exonerated by both the governors of Texas and Oklahoma. But Pilate and Herod feared their political foes more than God. The powers of the throne in Rome still sent Jesus to be crucified, but by the authority given by the Father in heaven, not of their own. In mockery, the crown of thorns is placed upon Jesus' head, and the purple robe of royalty placed upon his shoulders. Our King dies. Our King submits himself to the authority and power of the throne of Rome so that we may come before his throne in heaven. His authority and power are unmatched even now as he rules over all things in the glory of his resurrection. Soon, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus as Lord to the glory of God the Father. His crown of thorns will become our crown of joy when we raise to him sweetest hymns with all his saints forever. Dear Lord, I too shall praise thee. Amen. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Page 231, Canticle Magnificat. We stand to sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul
the holiness of his God made.
sign of ritual friendship to place in the baskets in the narthex, we gather the offerings. You may be seated. Kyrie, page 233, we stand to sing.
Spirit be with you all.